All right, welcome to the first of its kind, world-changing manufacturers network. Lisa Ryan has her ears to the ground and her heart in the game. Get ongoing education and new connections right here with Lisa and the manufacturers network. Buckle your seat, listen, and spread the word. Here's Lisa.
Hey, it's Lisa Ryan. Welcome to the Manufacturers Network podcast. I'm excited to introduce our guest today, Lori Anderson. Lori is president and CEO of the International Sign Association, and she's been there since 2004. The ISA is made up of manufacturers, suppliers, and distributors in the sign, graphics, and visual communications industry. So, Lori, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Lisa. Thank you.
So share with us a little bit about your background and what led you to doing what you do with the sign industry.
I actually started in the association world many years ago as a lobbyist for another association. And in that capacity, I had the pleasure of learning all about that particular sector and fell in love with association management. Because what I love about associations is we work to better an entire community. We seek to improve an entire industry. We're not just about focusing on profit that minute or for helping out one particular company. We're serving an entire industry and as a result, helping to improve communities throughout the country, if not the world, with what we do. And it's just been a wonderful experience. This industry is, I'm always learning all the time, even after being here 20 years.
And the funny thing with the sign industry, again, it's one of those industries that you cannot go a day without being exposed to it. But the thing that I love about this association and all the ones that I speak to is the fact that you're in a room full of people who are passionate about things that nobody else on the planet ever even thinks about. And yet at an event like ISA, they get together, they get to see what the technologies are going on in the industry. They get to bond with each other and talk about things that, again, only they understand why they do what they do.
Yeah, and we're taken for granted, right? I like to say we're the most visible, invisible industry. You complain if a sign isn't right, but you take for granted when it works because you can find what you need, get to where you're going the right way. And yes, the industry is extraordinarily passionate. They view their work as a craft more than just a widget. They truly take pride in what they do. Every sign is custom made for the business they serve, and they're very passionate about it.
And the fact that you have a background in working with other associations before ISA, and you've been there for 20 years now. So what is it about the industry or about your members that has kept you there for so long?
Yeah, when I started, I thought I would last 5 years, and here I am 20 years later. They're just so genuinely real. They don't job hop per se. They just, when you own a sign company, you're in it for life. And most people who get into the industry, it gets in their blood and they stay there. And I think it's because it's a craft. And you get to see what you produce and you get to see how it impacts communities. And it allows people to be extraordinarily creative. There's a lot of graphic designers, for example, in this industry. And each sign is unique and you can be proud of it. And the industry takes great pride in that. And it's enjoyable to be around a group of people who are very real. They're genuine, they're authentic, and they care not just about the craft, but they care about each other. They come together as a community to support each other. And that's one of the reasons, some of the reasons why I've stayed this long.
And being there for 20 years, you've probably seen the sign technology change quite a bit. And I'm sure with AI, it's changing even more. So what have been some of the big changes that you've seen in the industry that have brought it to where it's at today?
Digitalization is certainly the biggest factor. Our show has grown as a result of digital technologies, and that has transformed the industry. It's transformed communities. You have everything from digital printing and all the ecosystem that surrounds digital printing technology, wide format technology. You also have digital electronic signage. That has radically changed. You see basically a huge television screen on buildings, and that continues to improve. So you have advances in all the ecosystem in any of these. So it's the digitalization of the print space. It's digitalization of lighting technologies and screen technologies. It's the ability for a sign to be able to track movement, cars of people, of being able to understand what type of person is walking up to a sign and potentially even changing the messaging based on what they perceive as the person coming up to it. You have lighting technology that used to be big and bulky, and now it couldn't be any smaller, but it will always get smaller, where you can change how you present on a vehicle or on a building. It is amazing to see. Even holographic type of technology exists. And some of the things we see in the show floor are so nuanced, it can make a piece of equipment be incredibly efficient, perform better than it ever has before. And it's just really fun to see.
Yeah, I know. It reminds me, two of my, when I think about signs, I went on a tour of a sign company. And I think about when you take all different color crayons and you put them together, you come up with black. But when you put together a whole bunch of lights, they come out with white. So that to me was the most fascinating thing. But I was also in Las Vegas, and of course, we have one of the biggest signs ever created with the dome there. And it's so real and such amazing technology on such a grand scope. But like you said, your members have signs of just about any size, shape, material, dimension, and everything in between.
Yes, basically we're everything from a small little sign inside of an elevator to Times Square or Las Vegas Strip and everything in between. And so you have big safety concerns with ADA signage and making sure that people can leave a building when they need to by following the signs. I mean, it is very nuanced. The importance of font and the color contrast of signs to make sure that individuals who have some type of visual impairment can be able to see, to be able to find an egress when they need it. It is so much more complicated than anyone would imagine, but that really is the nature of associations. Any industry is much more in-depth and complex than it is that it appears at the surface.
Yeah. And one of the things that I know just about all of the associations that I work with, one of the biggest challenges that their members face is workforce and finding and keeping people. So what are you seeing as far as your members, maybe some of the things they're doing to attract younger people in to the industry and give them that same level of passion that your long-term members have?
That is the million-dollar question for pretty much every sector of the economy, being able to find workers. It is so pervasive and problematic. At ISA, we're doing as much as we can to help companies better prepare for this. It does involve becoming more efficient, potentially using AI. It is really uncertain what this ultimately will mean for the industry, of course. But we do things like have Sign Manufacturing Day, where we partner with the National Association of Manufacturers on Manufacturing Day, opening up sign shops, bringing in school busloads of kids from either high schools, even as young as middle school, or technology schools, community colleges, to be able to see what it means to be in this industry. And you see how fun and hands-on it can be to make this thing that everyone in the community will see. It's been very successful. We attracted, I think it was some 116 companies this year to participate in Sign Manufacturing Day from, I believe it was 15 or 16 countries participated in it, because this is not a unique situation with workforce in the U.S., but it's a global issue. And creating a pathway that they were, companies years ago were used to just so many applicants they could pick and choose, and now they have to go and find them. So young people need to know it's a path for success. It's not just a job, it's a potential great career. Helping small companies that are in the sign industry prepare for that, helping them communicate to prospective young folks that this is an exciting career path. It's not just a one and done. And we've created materials to help companies understand that and use the power of a career path and training to be able to show that they're investing in future employees.
That's awesome. So that is on the same day as Manufacturing Day, the first Friday in October?
Correct.
Yeah, I think that from a standpoint of really showcasing manufacturing, I wish that more industries would have that day, that they could reach out to education, because you're exposing it to kids at such a younger level. And there is a percentage of those kids that are going to say, wow, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. This is where I want to be. But if they've never had any exposure, the chance of them saying, oh, I want to grow up and work on signs, is a lot lower. Good for you. And with the companies, what does a sign manufacturing day look like? Are they just opening up the whole plant? Are they doing things specially for the age groups that are coming in? Or what have you seen?
Yeah, well, we have a toolkit to help companies decide what is best for them. And it depends on the ages of the folks coming in, of course. But typically, you prepare your sign shop in a way that allows an entire group of kids to come in and really experience what it's like. Having a hands-on area where they could wire a sign, or maybe paint a sign, or have some type of way to be able to use that creativity so they can actually do hands-on is one way to do it. Or simply follow around the life of a sign in a shop and see what happens at this particular station and this particular station, and you get to see the end result at the end. There's a number of ways you can do that. Even it's also important to highlight that it's not just working in the shop. There's a lot of great jobs that are available in the back office, whether it's project management or supply chain focus, sales, marketing. All those positions are just as important as this, as working on the shop floor. So it's important for shops who participate in this type of tour to be able to communicate to all levels of students that may have a different perceived idea of what they want to do with their career.
Now, and two of the things that I know that when it comes to workforce that is also brought up and really important to all people in the industry, but particularly those coming in, would be safety as well as sustainability. So what are some of the things that you're seeing in the industry that are, that people know that they're safe coming in, as well as the sustainability, the green efforts that your members are participating in?
Safety has always been first and foremost. Signs can go up on very high buildings, right?
Yes.
I mean, literally use helicopters to get a sign to a location on a building. Enormous crane trucks that have to be used, or small ones. All types of electricity involved, you name it. It's an important facet of what the industry does. And there's, each state varies in terms of the OSHA requirements, for example, but we at ISA have different trainings for safety. We keep our finger on the pulse of everything from the National Electric Code to OSHA requirements, actively communicate this to our members, to the industry, so they are aware of any changes in those safety procedures. It's highly important. There's no question about it, and we take great prides in making sure that we work to have as safe a workforce as possible. There are, it going back to sign manufacturing day or the prospect, there could be a student who comes in who can see themselves in the back office doing project management. That's crucial to any sign program. There could be somebody who would love to hang off of a skyscraper, right?
Wouldn't be one of them.
And you could Google and see these incredible videos of these signs being hung. It's just how many stories in the air. And it is just mind-boggling. And you have to, each company needs to figure out how to attract all levels in between. And from getting that sign up there on that skyscraper started with a graphic designer, started with a salesperson, started with a site inspection of someone who really understands how to make sure this was installed correctly, and everything in between. So it's a career that has so many possibilities.
Awesome. So let's talk about the upcoming show for the International Sign Association. If people are in the industry, curious about the industry, what's going on there? What are you most excited about? You can't say most excited because there's a lot of exciting things going on, but what is exciting to you about this year's show?
For one, we haven't been in Orlando since 2018 because the pandemic happened, so we had to cancel for two shows. But in 2022, we were in Atlanta. And so the last time we were in Orlando was 2018. We're really excited about going back to a great venue, a great location, wonderful convention center. We are still getting exhibitors. We're almost close to selling out our show floor, which is exciting. We have a new exhibitor pavilion allowing just attendees to see brand new things. We have an incredible lineup of education. We did a great deal of work in the last 2 years of doing a research on what the industry needs for education. So our entire education portfolio, whether it's in person at Expo or all of our online education offerings, are being completely reimagined. We have some amazing networking events that are B2B connection events that have started in the pandemic doing it virtually, that now have transformed into incredible in-person. If you are looking for a business partner, whether it's an installation partner or a national sign company to do additional work with, we have an amazing B2B lineup of where you can find partners and match, and it can literally make or break your entire year. We've had sign companies come and participate in these programs who have greatly expanded their customer reach and their entire business, and growing into new states as a result of just that one experience. But most importantly, you get to see the latest and greatest on the show floor. What we talked about right at the beginning of the changes that are happening, you see it in real time. These incredible technologies of printing on anything, of printing different types of color and glittery and you name it, and the lighting. It's so fun to walk on our show floor. You almost need a pair of sunglasses sometimes. It's candy for the eyes because of everything. And of course, the community comes together. These are folks who love to compare, to talk, to learn from each other. And you get a sense of it when you get on the show floor that everyone who comes is there not just to learn and see, but to connect with others who do their craft.
Yeah, I know. And one of the newer educational formats that you're having this year is one that I'm on the panel for, and that's the Women Leading Industry event, which we talked, the three of us talked the other day to get our programs to make sure that they're going to mesh really well. But it is about, how do you attract people into the industry? How do you keep them? And what can you do as an individual to really expand your knowledge? And that when we look at how do we attract more younger people, but also how do we attract more women? And from what it sounds like, this particular event is getting a lot of attention. They're expecting it to grow from what it was last year. And I'm seeing that a lot as more and more associations are doing women in events. And it's almost like they try to do it as an experiment the first year, and they're a little surprised about how it's just like bees to honey. You are attracting women, and then it grows and grows. So it's just one more event, one more part of the ISA that is really going to make it an outstanding show this year.
Oh, 100%. I'll never forget. I think it was maybe 2 years ago, a woman came up to me on the show floor. It was our first time ever attending Expo. She had tears in her eyes. She had just attended WLI. And she's, and you're the CEO? And I said, yes. She goes, and you're a woman in this industry? She goes, I work in a sign shop where I'm the only woman in the sign shop. And to know that this is a place where I can go to have these kind of conversation is unbelievable. And here she was on the show floor, gave me a hug, and she was crying. But it's really important to stress that it's about women and allies. You have, yes, it's most of the sign companies are owned by men. You need to attract workers. You need to help your company grow. To be able to go in as a male ally into this event, to sit and listen and learn what a woman's experience is on if you're in a shop with no other women or few women, so that you can, as a man, can help grow your women professionally in their fields. And that's really important to stress. We want to encourage men to come and listen and learn.
Absolutely. So is there anything that I didn't ask you or that you want to make sure that we talk about as we're getting to the end of our time together?
There are so many too well-kept secrets about what ISA does, one of which is our incredible work in advocacy. Many associations do a lot of lobbying. And when you think of lobbying, you think of going up on Capitol Hill and to Congress or to regulators. But what we do is work at the local level to make a difference throughout every single state, every single community in this country. Signs are highly regulated, and mostly it's at the local level. We have trained almost between 9 and 10,000 planners in the last few years, because planners go to school to be a planner, which is a great field to be in. But they're not given any instructions on sign codes. And sign codes are extraordinarily complicated, very complex. You go into the planning profession, you likely know almost nothing about signs. So we have an entire curriculum to help planners understand how sign codes work. This has been extraordinarily important to help the growth of the industry. You don't see it on the show floor, but what is sign companies able to work with their customers to get them the sign they need by working with local governments. Every sign that's put up anywhere needs authorization from a local government. And unless we are partner with local governments to help them understand the value of certain types of signs to a community, you run into huge roadblocks. The community suffers, the retail or business suffers because they can't get the sign they need. And of course, the sign industry doesn't succeed as well. So it's an entire program that we put on. It is a hidden secret that we are working hard to get the word out that we are a resource, not just for the sign industry, but for local officials to be able to serve the communities better by understanding how to best ways to implement a sign code.
Wonderful. So if somebody wanted to connect with you personally or learn more about the ISA and the upcoming event in Orlando in April, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, we have two websites. One is signs.org, signs.org, and our show website is signexpo.org. If you have any, if anyone has any questions, just send it to info@signs.org, and that message will be directed to the appropriate person, whether it's on sign codes or the show or education or you name it, or the B2B events we have. Just info@signs.org will get you to the right person.
Lori, it has been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thanks so much for joining me.
It's great to be here. And of course, Lisa, thank you for leading our women in leading the industry session at this year's ISA Sign Expo, which of course, April 10th through 12th in Orlando, Florida. Looking forward to seeing you.
I'm looking forward to being there. I'm Lisa Ryan, and this is the Manufacturers Network Podcast. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Manufacturers Network Podcast. Do me a favor and share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can grow this network and connect more fantastic folks just like you. You can either send your buddies to the website at manufacturers-network.com or share the Manufacturers Network Podcast on your LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you and your industry friends hang out. The bigger and faster we grow the network, the stronger and deeper the community we'll all have. Thanks again, and I appreciate you.